true, don't eat chametz on Pesach, but right away it says, Shivas yomim teichel olav matzis. But for 7 days you're supposed to eat matzah. So there's a hekish chametz to the mitzvah matzah. I would think, kol sheyeshnu b'kum echo matzah. Whoever has the chiyuv to eat matzah, whoever's beklal this mitzvah saseh shezman gromum, to eat matzah, men, is yeshnu b'al teichel chametz. So a man has the chisra not to eat chametz. Of a bahani noshi, women, they should be potter from eating matzah, because matzah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grom. It only comes once a year, so they should be potter from eating matzah. To have a mitzvah sasei shazman gromhi is aimer b'bal teichel chometz namilis nayu. So I would think here this lav is different. Even though women are ubechlal all the lavim of the Torah, but the lav of chometz is different, because I think the Torah only gave the lav of chometz where you have the mitzvah sasei to eat matzah. And Noshim don't have the mitzvah to eat matzah, maybe they don't have the lav of chametz. Kamash malon. That's why I need the posseg of Kichol Oichel Machmetzes V'nichrasan, a new limud. Kichol Oichel, whoever eats chametz gets chorus. Not only men, even women. So that's why I need a special posseg by chorus. Kichol Oichel Machmetzes, anybody, even women, get chorus. So it's good, Reb Lezer. By the posseg of chorus, we say it's coming to be marbi, even Noshim get chorus. Mashenk in the pasuk of the lav that says kichol that says kol machmetz leisachelu, that's an extra pasuk that's come to tell us that are they tarubas, if you eat the chametz in a mixture you're over the lav. So the Gemara now, the halacha is the hashdom the israbalu b'bal teich chametz, but now that we have this new pasuk kichol leichol machmetz v'nichrasot, that even an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she's over at the chorus, the chiyuv chorus, it's rabbanam milachilas matzah. Therefore, now the halacha is that the mechuyev teat matzah midiraisa. That's the way we hold. That Pesach b'nayit and isha also has a chiyuv midiraisa, teat matzah. Ki Rebbe Lezer, like Rebbe Lezer. The Yom Rebbe Lezer. Noshim chayoves achilas matzah d'var Torah. Noshim amechuyev midiraisa, teat matzah, Pesach b'nayit. Shenema, the posuk says, loy soichel olav chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but shivas yamim teichel olav matzis, but 7 days go and eat matzah. 7 days l'adaf, he commits to the first night. So we dashim, kol sheyeshtem about teichel chametz, whoever is bechal this lav of not eat chametz, like we're saying even in Isher is, because we have the posik, yichol lechem achametz of nechmasom, is yeshno bechilas matzah, has this mitzvah sesay, teat matzah. The male of Ahani, noshim is women, nami, ho yil v'yeshtem about teichel chametz, since they're now bechlal the lav, the chiyuv chorus, not eat chametz on Pesach, from the pasuk yichol echem achmetz of nichmaso, is now yeshno mekum echo matzah. They're bechlal this mitzvah seset eat matzah. For the Gemara now, so good, so all the pesukim are good. Ki yichol echem achmetz by chorus has come to tell us that noshim also have a chiyuv chorus if they eat chametz on Pesach. For the Gemara, umay chazes the high kol the rebuya noshim. Who tells you that ki yichol echem achmetz? He's telling me that if an isha eats chametz on Pesach, she gets chorus. Or mafkis teruvay, but to say that chametz are their terubas, you don't get chorus. Ema say the other way. Ema, let's say the other way. Lerebuye ruvay, let's say if I can't, that the pasuk yichol echem achmetz has come to tell us that if you have chametz gomer, ayidei terubas, you mix it up, you chayev chorus. Maybe I wouldn't know an isha is chayev chorus. Maybe only if a man eats chametz are their terubas. So tomorrow, that's a svara.
All right, we'll stop here.
Here, we're holding daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Again, in halfway down, a little atop. So we're asking again, oh, my chazis, how do we know? Tahai kol l'rubu yanoshim. The post says, kikol oichol machmetes. V'nichrasom, there's a ribui. That somebody else also gets chorus, and we just got finished saying that means even an isha. If an isha eats chametz on Pesach, she's chayv chorus. Umavkis teruvay, but we say an erev chametz. If you have a terubas chametz, it's only belav. That is no chorus. How do you know that? Track the Gemara. Eima, let's say just the opposite. The rebuya eruvay. Maybe the pasuk yichol oichol machmetz v'nichrasom is telling me even when you have terubas chametz, the chametz mixed in with something else, not only is there a lav, but maybe there's even a chorus. And enech nami noshim may be apoter. They're not chayev chorus if they eat chametz and Pesach. So the Gemara has said this is the svara mistavra. Koyi bi oichlin mar bo oichlin. If we're talking about people that are eating, we're mar by different people that eat. And there's an isha is somebody that eats. Ab koyi bi oichlin. As the pasuk ki chol oichol machmetz is saying whoever eats it. So we're talking about somebody that eats. So if we're talking about the people that eat, marbe necholim. That's not a svar. It's not a svar to marbe necholim things. Anosh, would you want to tell me not only regular chometz you get karis, but even chometz that they tarubis? That means different type of chometz. That's not mistavra. It's more mistavra to say, since we're talking about oichlim, the pasuk is be marbe oichlim, different people. In other words, be marbe even nisha gets karis. Says now, maskiv lo Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson asked the kasha avu ad Rav Huna. Brother Rav Nosson, is it true? Whenever the Torah is talking about people that are eating, you're supposed to, you're not supposed to eat it. Is loymar v'necholim, you can't come to tell me the pasuk includes things that you eat, lash moshel here. You want to say it doesn't include tarubes chametz, because the pasuk is talking about people that are eating chametz, not the chametz itself. V'atani, we learn like this. The pasuk says, ki chol oichel chelev min avahemam asher yakrit. Whoever eats chalev, that's the treif of fats of an animal, you're not allowed to eat. There's a chi of chorus if you eat it. So Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat it asher yakriv. Mashma from a korban, or the hema that you bring for a korban, that's chalev you're not allowed to eat. Is ainli yela chalev tamimim. Maybe only the fats of an animal that's a tam, a pure animal, that you can bring for a korban. Sheruyeli korv. That behema, it's treif of fats, certain fats are treif you can eat. What about chalev? Bali mumin. What about if you have an animal that has a mum on it? It has a that you can't bring it for carbon anyway. It has a mum on it. There's something missing, or it has a slip, or its lips are cracked. Is minayin? How do you know the chel of the fat of this animal? Tamulayim, the pasuk says mina behema, from the animal, any type of animal. Chel of chulin minayin. How do you know an animal that's mamish chulin? You didn't bring for carbon at all. A regular an animal that we eat. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, Kichol. Kichol chelev. Any type of chelev, there's a chi of chorus if you eat it. Now, v'yohocho dekoi b'yoichlen. Here the pasuk is talking about that a people, us, we're not allowed to eat this chelev. That's treif of fat, you're not allowed to eat. And the pasuk says, Kichol oichol chelev. Whoever eats chelev has a chi of chorus. So the pasuk is talking about the people that are eating it, the kormar b'necholim, and we're still saying a chiddush here that not only the fats, of the animal that's a korban, even the fats of an animal that's chulin, also you can eat that chelev. So you see, even though the pasuk is talking about the people, still we are marba the food itself. So Gemara answers Pashut. Hosom deleka oichlin marba necholim. Over there we're talking about eating fats. Now there's no chiddush who is not allowed to eat it. Pshita, it's a lav, that a man and an isha both are not allowed to eat it. So there's no riboy who's not allowed to eat it. The ribu therefore has to be in the necholim, in the different type of fats. Mashenkin hocho, the iko oichlin, here it's possible to be marba nisha, to say even an isha is not allowed to eat chometz, is leshovet luli oichlin, or marba necholim. Here it's a svara, we're not marba necholim, but rather we're marba oichlin. Since it's possible to say another type of a person, like an isha, that she's not allowed to eat chometz, and she gets chorus, so we'd rather add an isha than add different type of foods. That's the svara. So clearly that from the pasuk ki chol oichol machmetz v'nichrasom, that it says by machmetz you get chorus, that's talking about an isha. Even if an isha eats chometz on Pesach, she's chayav chiyuv chorus. Or if you have a piece of bread that you put in a tarubis into a soup and it got dissolved in the soup and you eat it now, there's only a lav, not more. Now the Gemara, so this is also according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara of Rabbonon, the last lu eruv koil loydarshi. The Rabbanan say no. If you have your piece of bread that got dissolved in the soup, there's no Isser Midirais to eat it. It's like bottle, and there's no Isser to eat it. So what does he do with the Pasuk? Kol Eichel Machmetzis. And tomorrow, Kol Ledash, he doesn't make a drasha from Kol. Kol Eichel Machmetzis is like the normal way of talking. For the Mori, if that's true, that they don't make a drasha from Kol, so Elonoshi Minoluhu. How do the Rabbanan know that an Isha is not Larit Chometz on Pesach? And we had this swar before. Since the Pasuk says, don't eat chametz, but eat matzah. So the svara that whoever's mechuyev matzah has the issa to eat chametz. And in svara, nisha should be potter from eating matzah, because the mitzvah says is man grama. So according to the Rabbanim, if we have no new pasuk, how do we know an isha is a chi of chorus if she eats chametz? And for the Gemara, kol lo darshi, true, the Rabbanim don't dash in the word kol. Of a ki kol darshi, by the chorus it says, ki chol oichol machmetzes v'nichrasom. It says a lashon ki kol. When it says such a lashon ki kol, then the Rabbanan do darshan. So by machmetzes it says kichol, and with marva not only a man, but even if an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she gets curse. For Reb Lezer, what does Reb Lezer do with the word kichol? True, you're saying kol machmetz leshechelu tells me even anisha is not letting chametz of a kichol rabbis says a ruvay, but the pasuk says extra kichol. So maybe in kichol you can hear two chidushim that anisha is not letting chametz, and who would then if you have your bread that got mixed up into the soup and dissolved there, there's also an issur to eat it, and not only a lav but maybe chorus. The marvachit tema maybe kichol Rebbe Elazar ledarish maybe no. Rebbe Elazar doesn't hold kichol as an extra drasha. There's only one drasha koil. Kichol and koil means the same thing. So therefore, we only have one drasha. Kichol lechem machmetes means that an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she has a chiyuv karis. But tarubis, we don't have an extra pasuk for her. But the Marno, I'll prove not like that. V'latanya, we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says saor bal taktiru. We know when you're on the mizbeach, when you bring menachis, you're not allowed to bring saor. That's sourdough. The pasuk says kichol saor v'chol devash le taktiru. You're not allowed to be mocked, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach honey or else sourdough. So Pasuk says, or bal taktiru, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. Now, ein li ela kulay, you only know you're not allowed to put the whole kizayis of sor on the mizbeach. That's called the haktarim. The least amount for haktarim is called the kizayis. So I only know you over the aver if you use the kizayis. Miktsosu minayin, how do I know if you put a chatzi zayis? Hey, it's the size of a sourdough, the size of a chatzi zayis. How do you know even that you're chayiv? How do we know? So mitzosim minayin, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says kol, says kol sor lebal taktiru, anything kol. So not only a whole kizayis, even a chatzi zayis is not there if you put it on the mizbeach. Eruvay minayin, how do I know if you take like this little bit of the sor of sourdough and mix it into something else and put it on the mizbeach, also there's not there? Talmud Lema kichol. Because the pasuk says that kichol sor v'chol devash leisak tirum. So you see, we're dashing now two drushes from kichol, two things. Koil tells me even a mixas, and kichol tells me even erev. Is man shamad led the darish koil? Who's the man the yom all over the dashing of the word koil? Is Rabbi Eliezer, the kadarish kichol. And here we see that man the yom makes two drushes out of this word. It says kichol, and we're saying two drushes. Koil tells me even a little bit sor, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. And kichol comes to tell me, even if it's mixed into something else, also you're not allowed to. So the Gemara kasha, it's like a good kasha. The Zuchuri Yisri, Rabbi Elazar dashins kichol for two drushes. So also by chometz also, by the pasuk of machmetes, by chorus it says, kichol oichol machmetes v'nichrasor. So why don't we have two drushes there? One is true, even an isha, she's not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, she'll get a chiyuv karis. And the second drusha should be that even a tarub is chometz. If you have your regular bread that got mixed up into the soup and got dissolved there, and really it should have been bottled, maybe no, the Torah is telling me new chiddush from kol oichol machmetes that there's a lav, and from kichol she say there's a chiyuv karis. Tomorrow blies by kasha. Because the Gemara doesn't have a teretz for this. Usually the klal of a kasha just means like, we don't have a teretz right now, but it's not a tiyufta. Tiyufta usually means we slugged you up, you're wrong. Kasha just means it's a little bit shver now. But there could be a teretz to it. Just the Gemara doesn't go into a teretz right now. More of item. Amar Rabbi Avuha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Avuha is saying over the name of Rabbi Yochanan that kol yisurin shebat Torah, any time the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, the Moshe we're not allowed to eat chelev, we're not allowed to eat blood, we're not allowed to eat basa b'cholov, is ein hetem et tarif l'yisa. You can't put an amount, we know, you're not allowed to eat a kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, an olive, the size of an olive, worth of treifis, then you get malchus. What about if you eat a chatzi zayis? A chatzi zayis, you don't get malchus. There could be, it's also a chatzi shir, but there's no malchus. To get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis. What about if you eat a chatzi zayis worth of a nevela, and a chatzi zayis worth of shchuta, of a good kosher piece of meat? That's called hetem et tarif l'yisur. You have a little piece of the yisur, but that piece is too small to get malchus. So you have another piece next to it of heter. So all of we say still you won't get malchus. The klal is ein hetem et tarif l'yisur. You can't use a heter to add on to the shear to be over the yisur. Oh, chutz, we have a pasuk here. Chutz except mi yisurei nazir. Only a nazir is different. Shirei omra Torah mishras. The Torah by Nazir says you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to eat the grapes, and says Lashon Mishras, anything that's soaking in wine. So the Kiddush is here that we don't learn out from Nazir. Right, Samazai wouldn't say it. But I have a Pasuk Mishras, Nazir, there, if he has a little bit, a Chatzi Revias of wine, and he eats some bread with it, he'll get Malchus for that. So since it says it by Nazir, I would think learn out all over. That's a Chiddush. No, it's only by Nazir and no place else. And we'll see later when the Gemara explains why don't you learn out from here. So let's see Rashi. Ain hetem mitzvah liyisach. Rashi ot ocha chatzi zayis chelif. If somebody eats the size of a half of an olive worth of chelif, the chatzi zayis boser, and then eat another half the size of regular kosher meat, the vasachas is ain hetem mashle mashir isum. Lechayva, you won't get malchus for that. Because you only ate a chatzi zayis of iser, the chatzi zayis, you don't get malchus. Chutz misuri nozer, except by nozer. Sharei ocha chatzi zayis hanovim. If a nozer eats a half of a grape, the size of an half of an olive worth of grapes, the chatzi zayis lechem, and half the size of an olive worth of bread, the vastachas at one time, is a locha chayiv. That's the chiddush by nozer. Even though he's only eating a half a zayis of the grape, that's all that's osur. But he's also eating another piece of bread with it. Here we say hetem tzarf liyisur. How do we know this chiddush? Shrayom return. The Torah says a loshin mishras anovim lo yishta. Anything that's soaked in grapes, don't drink. And what does that mean? That means chayiv al shriyas pita b'yayin. It's telling us the chiddush: if you soak your bread in wine, your anozer is osur. Now, what's the chiddush here? V'yikim miyayin lechudei kezayis. If your mamash have a kezayis of wine in the bread and you're eating it, what's the chiddush? Lom likro. Pshita yichayiv, you have a kezayis of wine. So therefore, the chiddush is that no, you only have a chatzi zayis of wine in this bread. And what's mashum the shir of the kezayis is the rest of the bread. So that's the chiddush that pasuk says, mishras, that a nozir is chayiv. But all other yisurim, it's not that way. You only chayiv malchus, you eat a shir of a kezayis of the yisur alone. That's what Rabbi Avuah said. So tomorrow, Ziri Yoma, Ziri says, noch a chiddush, afs or about taktiru. Ziri says, even this issa we had before, that you have this sourdough, that the Torah says you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach, there also we say, hetem tzarfli yisur. Even if you only have a chatzi zayis of the sourdough, and another chatzi zayis of a regular dough, and you put it on the Mizbeach, you're over the Aveira. Those are like Ziri. Afs or about taktiru. So tomorrow, command, Krebe Lezer. The Dorish Kol, he goes like Rebbe Lezer, Dashnos the word Kol, like we just had, from Kichol Sor, Baal Taktiru, with Dashning a Miksas, and who Adina Tarubis. Tarubis means Hetem Tzarfli Yisrim. So you see, Ziri holds like Rebbe Lezer, that you say Hetem Tzarfli Yisrim by this Yisrim of Baal Taktiru, by Sor. So we have two Yisrim. By Nozda we have a Posik Mishras, and by this Yisrim, not to put this Sor, the Sabeach also, it says Kisrim. Frederick Murray holds like Rebbe Lezer, Linyin chometz b'pesach nami.